Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How about this? It's our last Sunday without real football to talk about the college football season opening up next weekend. Because if you tell me that the garbage that was on national television last night was supposed to count as the opening of college football season, then if it was a Broadway show, it would be dark. They would close it after the opening night. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. Usually by 9:30, 10 o'clock Saturday night, probably even more during football season, I've got the show sheet crammed up of things I want to talk about in the next day. And then what will happen is I'll get into the studio. I am a creature of habit, so I'll get into the studio around 5:05 Eastern time. And I'll start going over what I've got, and I'll look and I'll say, did anything happen while my head was on the pillow? Well, thankfully, Miami last night and Florida played a football game, a horrendous one, a terrible one. But so I was engaged because I couldn't turn it off. Much like when everybody, you know, creates the traffic jam by going very slowly by the car wreck. That was crappy football last night. Terrible. And then the news broke. And the first time I saw it, I said, what does that say? Andrew Luck's retiring? And I would imagine for most of you, it was a very similar reaction. What? Andrew Luck's retiring? What's going on here? What's happening? And in the course of the 10 hours since that story, well, not 10 hours, let's make it like 8 hours, 9 hours since that story's broken, we now have a bunch of hot takes, some really hot takes on the Andrew Luck situation. And I guarantee it, everybody's trying to find the one angle. I enjoy it. I enjoy finding a story that I can talk about on the air, an angle that maybe nobody else is talking about or something. That's what always should be your challenge if you're a talk show host. I was telling Anthony and James off the air that, let's say, I do a daily talk show on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, proud home of the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Buck and Kincaid will be 19 years old next Monday. Wow. And I will listen to sports radio from the opposing city of the biggest sort of storyline for our show that day. So during the summertime, it's always baseball. So if the Braves are playing the Mets, I'm tuning in to hearing what Vinny from Queens has to say. Yeah, I think if the Mets win 2 out of 3, or maybe if we sweep, then the pressure's on the Braves, and we know the Braves are going to choke. That was one of the callers I heard Friday. You know, if we put the pressure on them this week and we win 2 out of 3, maybe even sweep them, then that's when the Braves are going to choke. Met fan calling up and saying that the Braves are chokers. Interesting. But nonetheless, I'll listen to opposing sports radio and get a little idea, because I'm trying to find some storyline that's different. Some storyline that maybe the angle isn't from the home team perspective. Always use that, by the way, during NFL season, college football season, if you're in my business. Always use the apps and listen to opposing towns and see how they're talking about your teams. And you're going to come up with storylines that you can use for your audience. But I digress. I'm always looking for that angle. But the problem is now in the 140 or 280 character Twitter world, people are just trying to look to be first or bold, say something that's going to be outrageous to get everybody to talk about it. So now everybody, I wake up this morning and everybody's outraged with my buddy Doug Gottlieb. Oh, did you see what Doug Gottlieb said? Oh my gosh, we are outraged this morning at Doug Gottlieb. He said that it's the most millennial thing ever that Andrew Luck quits football. I'll give you my initial thoughts. And again, I do not know many, many things about this story yet. I would like to tell you more the storylines that I want to see unfold in the next few days. I'm going to tell you number one thing I want to know. How the blank was this rolled out in this fashion? How in the world did they let a story of this magnitude get leaked? That is a horrendous job. So that's absolutely a horrendous job. You cannot let that happen. This was handled so poorly. You cannot let that happen. I know personally the director of football communications for the Indianapolis Colts. He is an old friend, Matt Conte. Matt Conte's awesome. He's one of the best guys in the business that I've ever worked with. I don't believe this was his decision where Matt walks in and says, I'm the director of football communications for the Colts. Jim Irsay, this is how we're going to do it. Andrew Luck, this is how we're going to do it. Everybody sit down, take notes. This is how you're going to do it. So I know Matt Conte. Tremendous individual and tremendous professionalism. I know this wasn't his idea about how to roll this thing out. How in the world you had Andrew Luck on the sideline when a story like this could potentially break? Sheer stupidity. How this story is allowed to leak out. And that only, the only person to blame on that is the Andrew Luck camp. This is so pressing, so demanding, so whatever. You wait till afterwards. I want to know how this happened like that. I want to know the question that nobody seems to be able to answer for me. I have done every analytical search on the web to try to determine this answer. I just asked Anthony Pierano. I just asked James Graceffo. I have searched top to bottom. How did Andrew Luck hurt his ankle? When did this happen? What did he do? How did it happen? Why am I not able to find 20 columns that tell me distinctly how Andrew Luck hurt his ankle? Why don't I have that data? Like, why is that story not out there? That intrigues me. Why would that story not be out there? Why would it not be detailed? Okay, Andrew Luck's ankle is hurt because of this X. Tell me about it. And I ask that because this is a man who injured himself snowboarding. An NFL quarterback snowboarding. And before you at me and go, oh, he's not allowed to have a personal life? No. There are many things that you're not supposed to be doing as an NFL quarterback. And yes, snowboarding, I would suggest be one of them. Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz, whoever it is. No, don't snowboard. So I want to know that answer. I want to find out about that. I have heard some absolute nonsense out there. About, and I got to tell you, Zach does a fine job before us. Does a good job. Zach Gelb show here on CBS Sports Radio. Zach was questioned earlier by Ben Horowitz. And he said, I bet most of his teammates are happy for him. I'm like, what the blank are you talking about, Zach? You've been up too long. You're tired. You need a nap. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Guys, it's a week before the regular season. You know the guy that we think's going to be the guy that leads us to the Super Bowl? Well, he's decided to hang him up. He's tired. He's not going to rehab anymore. He's tired of it. He's frustrated with it. He's done. There ain't any way. You think, yeah, Andrew, dude, our chances to win a Super Bowl just went down the toilet. All of our off-season work and hard work and roster building, everything just went down the toilet. But you know what? We're happy for you, dude. Come here. Give me a big hug. High five. That's a bunch of crap. Here's one thing I know from doing this for a living as long as I have and being around professional sports. And unlike a lot of people that sit behind a microphone, I've worked for a professional sports team. I've been a team broadcaster. I have also worked for a professional sports team where I have been an employee of the team and the coaching staff. So I've been on the inside. I've been on the broadcast side. It's always funny when you hear people go, well, these locker rooms, man, these guys are like warriors together. They absolutely just, they have each other's back at every turn. That is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard. Biggest load of BS I've ever heard. There is always somebody in a locker room who's willing to tell you the real skinny about what's going on in the locker room. And yes, there are factions of a locker room that are really tight and really hang together. And sometimes you get a special team where issues amongst the team are really, really almost non-existent. Those are special teams. There ain't any way the Colts guys like, you know what? We just got Andrew Luck's retiring. Dude, get on over here. Come in for the big hug. We're happy for you, dude. Now we're all screwed, but we're happy for you. I got to tell you this, and I did a CBS Sports Minute that you'll hear tomorrow, but I'll give it to you now for the most part. There's something that I really admire about what Andrew Luck did that I don't admire the timing, but I admire the fact that every single one of us would love the opportunity to call our own shot. Every single one of us would like to be able to say, I want to work here, and I want to work here this long. And here's what I want to work to. And then I want to walk out the door and, you know, have sunrise, the sunset behind me. And to me, I admire that because every single person would love to be able to have that kind of hand, that kind of clout, that kind of ability, that kind of opportunity to do that. I don't like the timing. I'll tell you flat out, I do not like the timing. I don't think the timing's good for the Colts. I don't think the timing's good for his teammates. I don't like the timing. But I absolutely, absolutely respect the fact that this is his decision. He can do whatever he wants. Every one of us would love to be able to say, you know what? I'll decide when I'm done. And it's going to be X. I'm done then. So Andrew Luck had the power and he used it. Now, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who are going to be hurt by it. A lot of people are going to be hurt by it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.